Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to go ahead and call the Senate Finance Committee to order. The time is 2:36, April 7th, 2012. With me today is my co-chair, Senator Hoffman, Senator Olson, Senator Ellis, Senator Olson, Senator Thomas, Senator Egan, Senator McGuire, and myself, Stedman. We have one item on the agenda for formal work today, HB 250, by Representative Thomas to extend the Renewable Energy Grant Fund. And then we're going to go to At Ease, and we're going to wait for the printing of the capital budget. And we'll come back, and it looks like 7 o'clock. And we'll gather up and get it on the table. That way the House could start working on it tomorrow afternoon, because we're short on time. Try to give our House or the other body the courtesy of an extra day. With that, this will be the second hearing on this bill. We first heard it the first time, the 29th of March. The intent today is to bring the bill back for the purpose of adopting a committee substitute and look to the will of the committee. Senator Hoffman may have a motion to adopt committee substitute version X.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee adopt Senate CS for CS for House Bill 250 /X as a working document.
And I'll object for explanation. The committee substitute extends the sunset date to 2023 instead of 2018, and it adds two more seats on the advisory committee, one additional senator and one additional representative for a total of 9 members. And I'll remove my objection to the adoption of the CS. We have further objection to the adoption of the CS. Seeing none, if we could have the bill sponsor representative come forward, please. And if you can introduce yourself for the record, because you don't look like Representative Thomas.
For the record, Casey Schroeder-Hodge, staff to Representative Thomas.
Okay. And do we have any questions for, maybe for the public, could you give us an explanation of the bill, please, so people at home could follow?
Mr. Chairman, under the CS, the bill would extend the Renewable Energy Grant Fund for another 10 years. It would also add another 2 seats on the Renewable Energy Advisory Committee, which works with AEA to evaluate grant programs for the Renewable Energy Grant Fund.
Okay. Seeing no other questions, we've got one fiscal note from the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development in the amount of $2,155,000. Which is already included in the governor's FY13 operating budget. We've previously had public testimony. So, Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee pass CS, Senate CS for CS for House Bill 250 to the next committee of referral with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. We have objection. Seeing none, we'll move the bill to the next committee referral. We will now stand in recess till 7 o'clock, and we will then put the CS on the table for the FY13 capital budget. We are in recess. Good evening, everybody. I'd like to go ahead and call the Senate Finance Committee back from recess. It was a little longer recess than anticipated. This evening, we have one piece of business on the table to adopt a CS here for the Senate Bill 160, which is the FY13 capital budget. This is the 16th hearing on the capital budget. Some folks think that we don't have very many hearings on the capital budget, but we actually do. There's quite a few. The Finance Committee has led a thorough public review of the governor's proposed budget, took testimony and public comments from almost 200 Alaskans. I think there was 180 some people called in. The intent today is to adopt a committee substitute, give members a chance to ask a few questions, and then we're going to set this bill aside for further review. Senator Ellis may have a motion to adopt committee substitute version D.
Yes, Mr. President. I move that the Senate Finance Committee adopt the Senate Finance Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 160, version D.
And I'll object for explanation and invite Mr. Eiler to come forward, please, from my staff.
Good
before he, we'll go ahead and we'll just take a brief at ease while we pass some of this around here. We've worked with the governor and the other body to agree on the overall capital spending this year for the state. The Senate has led by placing over $3 billion into savings in the operating budget before finalizing its capital budget. The ratio of savings to the Senate capital spending is roughly 4 to 1, $3.1 billion to $720 million. And we also have another piece. We're working on a bond transportation bond package that will be out in a few days for discussion. But with that, I'd like to have Mr. Eiler kind of walk us through the CS, please. If you introduce yourself for the record and tell us who you represent.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, Weston Eiler, staff to the Senate Finance Committee. Before you this evening is the committee substitute for Senate Bill 160, which constitutes the 2013 Capital Appropriations Bill. With your permission, Mr. Chairman, I'll briefly walk through some of the more relevant sections of the bill. Members also have in their packets two reports that summarize the budget by House, district, and agency, and serve as a reference point as I talk about the various sections. Section 1, Mr. Chairman, is the FY13 capital budget, totaling $2.57 billion. It includes legislative adds as well as the governor's projects, legislative adds for transportation, the blood bank, and others. Section 7, beginning on page 117, is the governor's remaining FY12 supplemental capital projects. Section totals $56.1 million. These items were pulled out of the previous supplemental bill for further review and have been added in under Section 7. Mr. Chairman, Section 10, beginning on page 122, are the governor's remaining FY12 supplemental operating items. These were also not put in the fast track supplemental bill. That section totals $43.5 million. So, Mr. Chairman, those sections cover mostly the supplemental from the governor's side. Briefly, Section 13 is the conglomerated language section, which includes fund transfers, capitalizations, legislative reappropriations, supplemental, and other language items. Overall, Mr. Chairman, the committee added $720 million in capital projects for a total of $2.63 billion in capital spending to the CS for Senate Bill 160. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Eiler, you want to mention a couple of the larger items that's in here, please?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, there are several various items added, depending on the topic area, especially in Section 1. The Senate added funding. Half fund, 50% funding for engineering buildings at the University of Alaska Anchorage and University of Alaska Fairbanks campuses. Also included funding of $29 million for the SLAM, the Library and Archives building here in Juneau, and several other transportation and infrastructure projects, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. We have any? I'll go ahead and remove my objection to the adoption of the CS. We have any objection to the adoption of this? Any further objections to the adoption of the CS? Seeing none, the CS is adopted. Do we have any questions? Senator Olson, I see you have an aide with you tonight.
Well, thank you for recognizing him, Senator. Mr. Chairman, I got my supplemental budget coming up. You need a bodyguard.
Okay.
Not my bodyguard tonight.
Seeing no further questions, thank you, Mr. Eiler. That concludes the meeting this evening. Go ahead and take a look through this budget. If the committee has questions, concerns, let me know. Next meeting will be Monday, May 9th, 9 a.m. Meeting adjourned. Monday, April 9th. At 9 a.m. There'll be no meeting on Easter Sundays because we stayed here tonight to get this done. We're adjourned.